I'm from News 88.7 in Houston. I'm Alexandra Hart. With the final approval of the county's $2.8 billion budget, Harris County Commissioner's Court has finalized a major pay boost for the county's 8 elected constables. News 88.7's Sarah Gruno has more.
The increases, which came at a cost of about $100 million to Harris County, bring salaries for constables from about $179,000 a year to $260,000. Commissioners who approved the boosted wages for constables and deputies, including Leslie Briones, said they were necessary to meet parity with local law enforcement agencies, including the Houston Police Department.
So we had to take the only responsible decision, a decisive action, because we did not want to risk losing more officers to HPD or any surrounding jurisdiction, because we have more people in the unincorporated part of Harris County than in the city of Houston.
The elected constables said that a boost to their own wages were necessary because an increased salary scale for deputies earlier this year could have meant that some deputies were paid more than constables. I'm Sarah Gruno, News 88.7.
Mourners turned out today to pay their respects to HPD officer Alex Roberts. Houston Mayor John Whitmire was among those who spoke at the Community of Faith Church in Hockley.
Officer Roberts would challenge us, continue his values. I know I'm going to leave a better mayor than the one that got here, because now I'm motivated to live up to his expectations.
Roberts was killed last week while on his motorcycle escorting an oversized vehicle in East Texas. NASA says it hopes to send astronauts back to the moon for a mission in February next year. It's been 50 years since any country around the world has flown a crewed lunar mission. NASA will launch astronauts into space to test systems. This mission will be the second launch of the Artemis program, which hopes to be able to establish a long-term presence on the moon. NASA's acting director says it hopes to launch as early as February 5th. I'm Alexandra.